We've navigated through 9 habits that, subtly or significantly, can sap our strength and diminish our potential. Each of these habits acts like a barrier, preventing us from experiencing the full richness of life. But the good news? Each one is within our power to change. Now, I want to hear from you. Which of these habits did you find most relevant to your life? Are there any that surprised you or made you rethink your daily routines? Drop your thoughts and insights in the comments below. Let's start a conversation about transformation and growth. If this video struck a chord with you, give it a thumbs up and share it with someone who might benefit from hearing about these habits too. It's all about spreading knowledge and support to help each other grow stronger together. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell if you haven't already. Here on this channel, we're all about building a community that inspires and uplifts each other. I post new content every week that's designed to empower you and enhance your life. Remember, change doesn't happen overnight. It's about making small, manageable adjustments that add up over time. So, choose one habit to focus on this week and take the first step towards a more empowered you. Whether it's setting aside time for self-care, reconnecting with a friend, or simply being more mindful about your choices, every small change contributes to a stronger, more vibrant life. Thank you for spending time with me today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Keep pushing forward, keep striving for the best version of yourself, and remember, strength comes from within, but it's nourished by the world around us. See you in the next video. Until then, take care, stay strong, and transform your habits to transform your life. One, skipping breakfast. Let's start with a habit that many of us might dismiss as trivial, skipping breakfast. But think about it. Why is breakfast often called the most important meal of the day? It's not just a saying, it's a fundamental truth about how we fuel our bodies, and more importantly, our minds. Imagine starting a long journey in your car with an almost empty fuel tank. Would you get very far? Unlikely. The same principle applies to our bodies and our mental state. Breakfast isn't just food. It's the initial spark that powers our engines, giving us the energy to tackle our challenges head on. And it's about more than just physical energy. It's about setting a tone for our mental and emotional well-being. A nourishing meal in the morning can be a moment of mindfulness, a time to plan, to dream, to prepare ourselves for the victories and challenges ahead. It's a ritual that says, I value myself enough to prioritize my well-being. This meal is a profound act of self-care that reverberates throughout our entire day, influencing our decisions, our interactions, and even our sense of self-worth. So tomorrow morning, instead of rushing out the door on an empty stomach, take a moment to nourish your body and your soul. Make it a beautiful day right from the start. Don't let it get away. 2. Poor sleep patterns. Moving on to our second habit that keeps you weak. Poor sleep patterns. It's more than just feeling groggy in the morning. It's about what happens to our bodies and minds when we don't respect the rhythm of rest and activity. Think of your favorite song, how it flows smoothly with each note and rhythm in perfect harmony. Now, imagine if those notes were off. The melody would feel disjointed, disrupted. This is exactly what happens to our bodies when our sleep patterns are inconsistent. Just like music relies on rhythm, our bodies rely on the circadian rhythm, an internal clock that tells us when to wake up and when to rest. When we disrupt this rhythm by staying up late, sleeping in, or having irregular sleeping hours, we disrupt every system in our body. Poor sleep affects our brain's ability to process information, our mood, and even our cardiovascular health. In essence, we're out of tune, like a song played on a detuned guitar. To give a musical analogy, think about Coldplay's Fix You. When Chris Martin sings, "Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones and I will try to fix you. It's a powerful reminder of restoration and healing. A good night's sleep does exactly that. It guides us home to our best selves and reignites our bones with energy. 3. Negative self-talk. The third habit that keeps you weak is one that often goes unnoticed because it occurs silently within us, negative self-talk. This isn't just about having a bad day or feeling down temporarily. It's about the continuous internal dialogue that shapes our reality and how we perceive ourselves in the world. Changing this habit starts with awareness. We must first recognize and acknowledge these negative patterns before we can begin rewriting them. Once we do, every moment becomes an opportunity to flip the script. Instead of self-criticism, we can choose self-compassion. Instead of doubt, we cultivate confidence. Here's something you can try. Whenever you catch yourself slipping into negative self-talk, pause and ask yourself, would you speak to someone you love in that way? If not, then why accept this from yourself? Begin crafting new affirmations that reinforce your strengths and values. Turn your internal monologue into a motivational speech that lifts you up each day. 4. Avoiding physical activity. The fourth habit that weakens us is avoiding physical activity. In a world that's increasingly sedentary, where technology often replaces traditional movement, this habit is becoming more prevalent and its effects more pronounced. Think of your body as an instrument, just like a guitar needs to be played to keep its strings flexible and its sound pristine. Your body needs movement to maintain its function and vitality. Without regular activity, our physical and mental health starts to deteriorate, echoing the disuse and neglect like a once-loved piano gathering dust in the corner of a room. Now, imagine a song that starts slow and soft, but gradually builds up energy until it fills the air with vibrant, powerful beats. That's what happens when you engage in physical activity. It doesn't need to be a grueling gym session or running a marathon. It can be as simple as dancing to your favorite tunes in your living room, taking a brisk walk in the park, or even stretching during your breaks at work. Starting to move more is about overcoming inertia. It's about making a conscious decision to rise from stillness and activate your life. The benefits extend far beyond physical health, impacting mental clarity, emotional stability, and even creativity. Movement fuels the brain's release of endorphins, known as the happiness hormones, which can lift your mood and energy levels, making you feel more empowered throughout the day. 5. Excessive screen time. Our fifth habit that keeps you weak is one that's become almost second nature in today's digital age: excessive screen time. Whether it's for work, entertainment, or social connection, our world increasingly unfolds behind screens, creating a barrier between us and a more vibrant life. Let's draw an analogy with Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark. The boss sings about feeling bored and tired with himself, needing a change. Just like the song's protagonist, we often find ourselves stuck in the dim glow of screens, craving something real, something tangible. Reducing screen time isn't just about cutting back, it's about what you do with that time instead. It's about rediscovering activities that light up different parts of your brain and rejuvenate your spirit. It's about reconnecting with the physical world in a way that refreshes and invigorates you. This might mean setting specific times when you're deliberately offline. Use these moments for a digital detox. Engage in hobbies that keep your hands and mind active, like painting, gardening, or playing an instrument. Or it might simply mean being present with your loved ones, truly listening and participating in each other's lives. 6. Overconsumption of processed foods. Our sixth habit that weakens us is perhaps one of the most insidious: overconsumption of processed foods. In a world where convenience often trumps nutrition, it's easy to fall into the trap of relying on pre-packaged, heavily processed meals. But what we gain in convenience, we often lose in vitality and long-term health. Choosing whole, unprocessed foods isn't just about counting calories or fitting into a certain size jeans. It's about honoring our bodies with the fuel they need to thrive. It's about savoring the flavors and textures of real food and feeling the energy that comes from nourishing ourselves properly. Making healthier food choices doesn't mean giving up all your favorite treats or spending hours in the kitchen every day. It's about finding a balance that works for you, incorporating more fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains into your diet, while still enjoying occasional indulgences in moderation. 7. Not managing stress. Our seventh habit that weakens us is one that often sneaks up on us, quietly eroding our resilience and vitality: not managing stress. In today's fast-paced world, stress has become a constant companion for many of us, but failing to address it can have profound consequences on our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Think of stress like a discordant melody in an otherwise harmonious symphony. It disrupts the flow, creating tension and dissonance that reverberates throughout our entire being. When left unchecked, chronic stress can weaken our immune system, disrupt our sleep, and even lead to serious health conditions like heart disease and depression. Consider the contrast with a song like Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. The lyrics, "Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing gonna be all right," offer a simple yet profound reminder to let go of worries and embrace the present moment. Similarly, managing stress is about cultivating a sense of calm and acceptance, even in 8. Neglecting personal relationships. Moving on to our eighth habit that keeps us weak: neglecting personal relationships. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life, allowing our connections with family and friends to slip into the background. Yet, these relationships are crucial to our emotional strength and overall happiness. Imagine your life as a tapestry, woven from countless threads of connections and experiences. When we neglect our personal relationships, it's as if we let this tapestry fray and weaken at the edges. These connections are not just social niceties, they are the very fabric that holds us together, providing support, love, and a sense of belonging. Rebuilding or strengthening our relationships doesn't require grand gestures. It starts with small, consistent actions: a message to check in on a friend, a planned visit to family, or setting aside undistracted time to spend with loved ones. It's about making these moments a priority, recognizing that these connections fuel our emotional engines and enhance our resilience. One effective way to strengthen our bonds is through active listening. It's about being fully present, showing empathy, and engaging deeply in conversations. This not only enhances our relationships, but also enriches our own emotional understanding and empathy. 9. Ignoring self-care. Our final habit that keeps us weak is one that might seem counterintuitive at first: ignoring self-care. In our quest to meet the demands of our busy lives, we often put our own needs last. Yet, taking care of ourselves isn't just about indulgence. It's a crucial foundation for a strong, resilient life. Think of self-care as the chorus of a powerful song that uplifts and sustains the entire piece. When the chorus is missing, the song feels incomplete and less impactful. Similarly, without self-care, our lives can feel unbalanced, and we are less effective in all our endeavors. Reflect on the classic hit, "Lean on Me" by Bill Withers. The song speaks to the importance of support and self-reliance, reminding us that taking care of ourselves allows us to be strong enough to both offer and receive help. Self-care isn't selfish. It's fundamentally necessary for maintaining our health and vitality, enabling us to support others. Self-care can manifest in various forms, depending on individual needs and preferences. It might mean setting boundaries to ensure you have time to relax and recharge, pursuing hobbies that fulfill you, or simply allowing yourself moments of stillness amidst the chaos of daily life. It's also about making conscious choices towards wellness, such as prioritizing sleep, maintaining a balanced diet, and engaging in regular physical activity. These aren't luxurious indulgences, but essential aspects of maintaining our physical, mental, and emotional health. We've navigated through 9 habits that, subtly or significantly, can sap our strength and diminish our potential. Each of these habits acts like a barrier, preventing us from experiencing the full richness of life. But the good news? Each one is within our power to change. Now, I want to hear from you. Which of these habits did you find most relevant to your life? Are there any that surprised you or made you rethink your daily routines? Drop your thoughts and insights in the comments below. Let's start a conversation about transformation and growth. If this video struck a chord with you, give it a thumbs up and share it with someone who might benefit from hearing about these habits too. It's all about spreading knowledge and support to help each other grow stronger together. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell if you haven't already. Here on this channel, we're all about building a community that inspires and uplifts each other. I post new content every week that's designed to empower you and enhance your life. Remember, change doesn't happen overnight. It's about making small, manageable adjustments that add up over time. So, choose one habit to focus on this week and take the first step towards a more empowered you. Whether it's setting aside time for self-care, reconnecting with a friend, or simply being more mindful about your choices, every small change contributes to a stronger, more vibrant life. Thank you for spending time with me today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Keep pushing forward, keep striving for the best version of yourself, and remember, strength comes from within, but it's nourished by the world around us. See you in the next video. Until then, take care, stay strong, and transform your habits to transform your life.